that does end up being a triple. What's that? Oh, 81 pitches. Okay, it looks like Maddox is okay, or at least going to stay in the game as coach is out there to check on him. So almost out of pitches now for Kingsford. Chrisman to 81 pitches. So Zayden Roshan will be the batter. Norway is in the lead here, 9-2 in this fifth inning. And now the umpires are going to talk. I think about, not about the game, but about the kids that are kind of hopping out of the dugout there. It's not safe. All right, so there's still nobody out here in the fifth inning. And they've got Norway's got a runner at third base. And Crispin's about to run out of pitches. Check swing, Roshan. Runner on third, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Swung on and bounced to short. That'll get the run in. They throw over to first base. But he gets the RBI. That's all you got to do when there's a guy on third and less than two out. And Norway is up now 10-2. And Jackson Walker will be the batter and will be the last batter that Connor Crispin will be allowed to face. He'll max out on his pitch count after this batter. First pitch is a strike. Go to rrnsports.com later tonight. We'll have photos, videos from the game. Jackson Walker at the plate for Norway. He swings. It's a high fly ball into center field. And it is caught for out number two. And I believe that's it for Connor Crispin. And maybe he's only on 84. Is that 84 or 85? That's 85, so he's done. So, time is called, but that's 85 pitches for the starter, Crispin. So, he's going to have to leave here as he reaches his pitch count. We're in the fifth inning, and it's Norway 10, Kingsford 2 in the district championship game. And we will be back in 60 seconds.
It's never a bad time to enjoy a donut from Donut Connection. Serving 40 different homemade varieties of donuts and over 20 muffin options, they're sure to have something you'll love. Plus, they have donut.
Okay, Dylan Fortier will be the batter for, or new pitcher, I should say, for Kingsford. He'll take over with two out and nobody on base for Norway here in the top of the fifth inning. Norway ahead 10-2 over Kingsford in this district championship game. 11 and 12-year-olds. Eli Anderson at the plate for Norway. And he takes the pitch upstairs, ball one. Stay tuned for our post-game show. Swung on and fouled away by Anderson. Now the pitch to Anderson, and he checks his swing and holds up. Two out, nobody on base. Norway, though, with a 10-2 lead here in the fifth inning. Swung on and smack, foul, and just foul. It was right along the line and just went foul before it reached the third base bag. Norway jumped off to an early 6-0 lead, and Kingsford had one little rally to get a couple runs, and they still had two on, nobody out, but then a double play ball. Just the story of the game for Kingsford. They've put the bat on the ball, but Norway's had a guy where the ball is hit, it seems, every time. Now we're ready. Pitch to Anderson. Chops it in the ground to short. The throw over to first base is in plenty of time for out number three. However, as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Quinnesec, it is Norway 10, Kingsford 2, and we'll be back in 90 seconds. All right, Matt, it's Paoli leading off for Kingsford here in the bottom of the fifth. And he swings and chops this one to short. Up the middle, there is Jackson Walker with another play. Man, oh man, has Walker been sharp at shortstop in this game for Norway. 6-3 on the out. One out, and the batter is Will Rice for Kingsford. Bottom of inning 5, Norway 10, Kingsford 2. I've got Norway down for 7 base hits and Kingsford down for 3. But mine's unofficially. Here's Rice dumping one into center field, and Will Rice with a base hit. Well, they've got a runner at first with one out, and Brody Daffron will be the batter for Kingsford. Then we're broadcasting here in Quinnesec on a backup system. Our normal broadcast system would not work, and we tried everything to get it to work. Check swing, he went. Went for the high pitch, strike one to Brody Daffron. So hopefully it sounds clear enough as we bring you the game across the Southern UP on 1450 WMIQ, Iron Mountain Kingsford, Norway, and WCHT 93.5, 600 AM, Escanaba Gladstone. We are at the Quinnesec Field where there's been baseball for 6 consecutive nights. Two strikes on the batter, Daffron. He swings and strikes out, and Rosati with another strikeout. There's two out in the fifth inning, and Wes Sieber will be the batter now for Kingsford. The runner at first base, and Norway ahead 10-2. Pitches inside for ball one. State tournament coming up in Gross Point for the winner of this game. Swung on and miss. And you never know. Maybe our little UP guys can go down there and win that thing and head off to the Central Regional in Indianapolis. Swung on and miss. Fever behind, 2 strikes now. A couple of healthy cuts at those pitches from Rosati, but O-2 pitch. Looks. It's ball one. Bieber back in the box. The 1-2 pitch swung on him. Missed strike. No, he fouled it off. He got a piece of it. So it'll be another pitch at least for Eli Rosati here in the fifth inning. 10-2. Darway with the lead. Kingsford beat this Norway team 7-0 in their first outing. And they had the lead. Here's a ground ball. One hopper to third. Oh, he misplays it. The throw across the first, and he didn't get him. So now, a couple on base for Kingsford. On the error, the E5, Carson Hendricks will be the batter. 10-2 is our score right now. Norway leading Kingsford. Hendricks has had the tough job today of catching in this heat. He comes to bat with 2 out and 2 on for the Kingsford All-Stars here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Norway ahead 10-2. Now the pitch to Hendricks, he cuts and misses, strike one. Rosati came into this inning with 60 pitches. And that pitch in for strike two. So now he's got to be in protect the plate mode here, Carson Hendricks. Two out, two on the pitch. Ooh, inside it hit him. And that doesn't tickle. Kingsford has the bases loaded now. And the batter will be Cam Trepanier. Trepanier with the bases loaded now for Kingsford. Two out in the fifth. Norway ahead 10-2. And Coach Paoli is going to have a word with Trepanier, is also first base coach, making sure that Carson is okay, because he took that one, and I think it got him right in the back. It didn't look like it felt very good either. So Trepanier into the box with the bases loaded. First pitch to him, and he swings and hits it into center field. That's a base hit. Here's one run coming home. Here comes another. Cam Trepanier brings in two, and Kingsford not going away yet. The little guy at the bottom of the lineup comes through with two. Big runs batted in for the Maize and Blue here. And now, 10-4. There's a wild pitch back to the screen. Here comes the runner to score, sliding in safely. Hendricks, 10-5. So it's not over yet. One ball, no strikes. They count on Jack Reed, and he hits a one hopper to third. So the first is in time for out number three. Norway comes to bat on the top of the sixth. Kingsford gets three to get back in it. It's 10-5. Norway with the lead, and we will be back in 90 seconds.
Picture this. You're sipping coffee in your kitchen. In 95 minutes, you're airborne.
Sonic leading off. 10-5, Norway leading Kingsford. It's a one-hopper that goes over the head of the third baseman. Almost an artificial turf hop there as Kronick gets a base hit. He's one of the reasons that Norway's still alive. Remember that big hit he had yesterday. And this guy here, Langen, is a big reason why we're still playing ball. Langen takes that strike one. Miles Langen. First pitch to him was a strike. This one is upstairs, and the count is 1-1. Kingsford will have the top of the order up in the bottom of the sixth, and Norway's probably going to have to switch pitchers. This one is fouled away. A ball of two strikes. Nobody out. Runner at first for Norway. Top of the sixth inning. The pitcher, Rosati, for Norway, left the last inning with 77 pitches. Here's a shot in the right center field, and it is going to be caught for the out. So Langen is out on the line drive to right. Now Rosati will be the batter for Kingsford. Or should I say Norway? Get it right. First pitch to Eli Rosati. And it's strike one from Fortier. This one hit right back up the middle, and that is through for a base hit. And now it's going to get by him all the way to the fence at center. They throw it back in. A runner coming around third and will score. Norway gets its 11th run of the game. And again, Kingsford's faulty defense. It's an RBI hit for Rosati, and then the error, he had to chase it down all the way to the fence, the center fielder. And by the time he got it back in, it was way too late. Norway, it's fifth error of the game, or Kingsford, it's fifth error of the game. This pitch in the dirt to Reed Anderson. Eli already batted a little while ago. So it's a 1-1 count, 11-5. Norway with the lead. Runner at second, one out. That pitch is up high. Fortier in relief of Chrisman, who maxed out at 85 pitches for Kingsford. Swung on and bounced to second. The lollipop over to first is in time for the out. Runner advances to third base. 4-3 on the out. Reed Anderson did get Brazzotti over to third, though, and Brock Baldwin will be the batter for Norway. The Norway guys warmed up on their own field and did some batting practice over in Marion Park, and then came here, did the infield outfield. We're going to get a courtesy runner at third base for the pitcher, Rosati.